nanohub.org.
So my name is Ron Reifenberger. I'm a professor in physics. And this is Arvin Ramon. He's a professor in mechanical engineering. I think it's been our goal for the past 4 or 5 years to try to teach a course in atomic force microscopy here at Purdue. And I think we finally got up enough courage this summer to actually put together a syllabus and get it organized. And so what you have before you is the results of this effort. What I'd like to do to begin with is just go over the syllabus, the course outline, what we're trying to accomplish. So I understand it, all the people here, there's only about 7 or 8 that are actually registered for the course, right? The rest of you are just coming to discuss atomic force microscopy. Maybe we could start with the syllabus very quickly, right? So that's in front of you. I think you can all read it. Basically, this syllabus gives you the schedule for the entire semester as we planned it out this summer. This is a 3-credit-hour course, and it's taught by Arvin Ramon and myself. We have offices both in Burke and in mechanical engineering and physics. And we do have office hours, and we're happy to talk with you during those office hours. If you cannot find us during that time and you want to talk with us individually out of that rigid structure, just let us know, right? We'll try to make time to see you and talk about your AFM interests. A lot of students have written to us this summer asking us what are the prerequisites for this course, and to be honest, we don't really know because we haven't really taught it yet. We think you need to know something about electricity, a little bit about magnetism, a little bit about mechanics, free body diagrams, oscillatory motion. We think you need to know a little bit about quantum mechanics. Unfortunately, there's probably not one program here at Purdue that teaches you all of that stuff, right? So some of you may have had 2 or 3 courses in quantum mechanics, and probably if you're in some of the engineering disciplines, you've had no courses in quantum mechanics. So our goal is to try to provide you with enough information that with some effort on your part, you can come up to speed at some level and be able to appreciate the literature and make an attempt at the homework problems. So that's the goal of the course. You'll tell us probably in December whether we succeeded or not in that goal. So in terms of prerequisites, that's the way we think about things. Is there a textbook for the course? The answer is probably not. There is not a really good textbook written for scanning probe microscopy in general. We list 3 or 4 books that we have found useful this summer, and they're not in the bookstore. If you want those books, you pretty much have to order them from Amazon. They tend to be expensive, and unless you're really into this business, maybe you don't need to buy them. We have spent a considerable amount of time trying to identify some of the key papers that have been published about scanning probe microscopy, and those papers are included in this reader that we've handed out. Apparently, there's not enough copies to go around to everyone in the class, so if you come back on Thursday, some people came in late. I think we can probably get a few more printed up, can we? Yeah. But not today. So. So that's the issue about Textbooks, okay? Assignments. Well, there'll probably be about 5 homework sets for this course, to be honest, right? Each homework set will contain about 3 to 4 problems. Most of the problems are going to require you to go to some web page and access some simulator to solve the problems that we pose. The reason we do that is it's just we don't have time to discuss in, let's say, great enough detail all the quantum mechanics to allow you to solve a problem, you know, in a rigorous way. And a lot of these websites now have these really marvelous simulators that we'll all be using. So there's a piece of paper that should be in front of you called assignment. That's the assignment for today. There's 2 websites listed, so those of you that are taking this course seriously, if you do not have an account on the NanoHub website at Purdue, you should probably get it today. And how to do that is indicated in step 1 of that page called assignments. So all the atomic force microscope problems will be sorted out using a tool that Professor Rahman and his students have developed. It's called VEDA. That tool, VEDA, is located on the NanoHub website. So you have to be able to get access to the NanoHub website. Right? The second website is a website from University of Colorado that I use when I teach introductory physics courses. It has a lot of demos and simulations. They're much more user-friendly than the NanoHub. And so I have a couple of homework problems that will use that University of Colorado website. You don't need an account. All you have to be able to do is run the simulations. And so it's probably be a good idea if you just log into the website and make sure you can run the simulation on your computer, right? You need this program called Java. That has to be installed. If you don't have it or your version isn't current, they give you instructions on how to download the latest. So those are the 2 assignments that I think you should all do tonight, okay? There are no exams scheduled for the class, right? The homework assignments will be graded by both of us. And like I say, there's probably going to be 5 homework sets. The homework sets, basically, the first homework set is on scanning tunneling microscopy because that's where scanning probe microscopy began. And there are going to be 3 sets on amplitude-modulated atomic force microscopy. The 5th homework set will be on frequency-modulated atomic force microscopy. The schedule for those homeworks is indicated on the last page. Last 2 pages. So, for instance, evidently on September 3rd, I'll hand out the first homework assignment, and then that'll be due a couple weeks later, September 17th. So you have about 2 weeks to sort through them. The first homework assignment contains 3 problems. Every problem you have to solve on the web page, right? So it doesn't involve you doing a lot of arithmetic or algebra, but you do have to understand the concepts. If you don't understand the concepts, you'll be confused. In addition to the homework assignments that are listed on this this lecture and reading schedule, we try to list which topics we're going to cover on each lecture, and corresponding to each topic we cover, we list the key references in the reader that you should consult, because those are the important original papers that utilize these various concepts. So, for instance, I think by and large we list the. I think you can figure it out, right? I think you can figure it out which papers are which. Some of them are same journal, just different volumes, but I think it's pretty clear. Okay. The other component of the course is going to be a student project, I guess is the best way to describe it. Right? So those of you that are taking this course for credit, you'll have an opportunity to write a report about some aspect of scanning probe microscopy. That aspect that you choose to write about can be focused on your own research, or it could be focused on something that kind of piques your interest. The project could be theoretical or experimental, right? We leave that to your discretion. The project has to be reasonably well thought out, right? So what we asked you to do by September 29th, if you look on this page down on September 29th, we asked you to submit a draft of a term project proposal, right? That draft will be evaluated by both Professor Rahman and myself. We'll give it back to you with our comments. And then a couple weeks later, on October the 8th, you'll submit the final draft. Right? Now, this final draft is not intended to be a master's thesis. It's intended to be about a one-month, six-week project that you carry out and execute based on what you're learning in this class and based on what you're interested in. The project will be written up as a term paper at the end of the semester, and then in addition, we're going to ask each of you to get up and make a 15-20 minute presentation during the final two or three lectures of this semester. Right? We include a template to help you think about this project. And that's on the third or fourth page. I think it's the third page, right? There's some frequently asked questions about these term projects. You can read that. There's a suggested format that you should follow if you write up a first draft of this term project, right? We want it to be specific. We want it to be reasonably well thought out. And we even ask you to decide how we're going to grade it. So rather than us put arbitrary standards on it, there's a section here called grading. Basically, how do you want us to grade the report and the effort, right? So you can basically specify your own criteria, and if it seems reasonable to us, we'll follow it. If it doesn't seem reasonable, we'll ask you to change it. That's that. Pretty simple, right? So, for instance, you could propose that 10% of the grade is based on your formal write-up. Maybe you take some data or you do a simulation in VEDA, right? And that's part of the project. So VEDA is this amazing atomic force microscope simulation tool. And if you learn how to use that, you create some figures from that simulation and you interpret that those figures, right, from the simulation, then perhaps you want that to be graded 20% of your term project, right? Maybe if you're doing an experimental term project, right, maybe you have to prepare silicon or hydrogen terminated silicon or something that's related to your research, right? So the preparation process for actually making that sample should be worth something, and you can tell us what percentage you would like us to evaluate that preparation. So it's kind of like up to you. The only thing that's fixed is the project presentation. That's the oral exam, the oral talk that you'll give at the end of the semester. That's fixed at 20%. So all those other things that you decide to put in should add up to 80%. So we got 100%, right? So are there any questions about that? Because that's kind of the big part of the course. The grading, right? The grading will be 65% homework, 35% term project. That's underneath this thing called grades. Okay? We don't have a teaching assistant for the course. So there's nobody other than yourself and your neighbor that you can go to for advice or help. You're always welcome to try and track one of us down. We'll be happy to talk with you. And then I also have to remind everybody that, right, this is a I assume most of you are graduate students. May not be true. In fact, who are there any undergraduates here? Yeah, so you're all graduate students. So you're all involved in writing a thesis or a prelim for your research in some way, shape, or form, right? We expect you to follow the same ethical guidelines in preparing those reports, right? You can't just go to a web page and download verbatim paragraphs of text without appropriately referencing the web page, right? If you pull information out of an article, we expect you to reference that article in a professional way, okay? So that's what this cheating, dishonest behavior is all about, right? The rules and regulations about that are becoming more strict, and Purdue is paying a lot more attention to it. So if your advisor hasn't talked to you about that, maybe this course will serve as an introduction for what we expect and what Purdue expects when you prepare these documents. So I think in terms of a general overview, that's all I wanted to say.